Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And as I was waiting on the Lord, what He placed on my heart is to share a psalm with you, Psalm 143. And I guess we can entitle this broadcast, Hope, What to Do When Hope Seems Gone. Psalm 143 is one of the seven penitential psalms, Psalm 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, and 130. And what makes these psalms unique is they are describing some great distress, and as well as the lamenting and confession of sin. And in this psalm, David appeals for mercy. He grieves about his present distress. He longs for the blessings like those he'd experienced in past days, and he prays for deliverance, guidance, and vindication. And you might feel just like David did as we share the verses. There's times in my life that I have been, and there's nothing, when hope seems gone, beloved, there's nothing more beneficial, more comforting than what you could do than to go to the Word of God and hear what God is saying. So let's begin. The first verse says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified." David was in dire need, and he realizes that he can't pressure God into helping him on the basis of his own merits. However, he is a servant of the Lord, and he, just as we do, have a covenant relationship with God that God initiates and maintains by divine grace. God is faithful. He's true to his covenant promises. He is righteous. He has the ability to set things right and vindicate his servants. And so David appeals to God's mercy rather than judgment, expressing a conviction of the power of sin. Every man born in the world is a slave to sin until they repent and come to Jesus. There's one way left open to him, and that's to give himself up wholly to the grace of God. Let's go on. Verse 3 says, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate." Some of you listening to me now might feel that way. He was in a dreadful predicament. You might be in a way that seemed there's no way out. The description is in general terms, but they're very strong. He's a victim of ruthless persecution. His varied allusions to death in verse 3 emphasize the devastating effect upon his life. He stands in death's shadow. He's weakened. He's without vitality, just like the helpless ghost imprisoned in Sheol. And this harrowing experience has left him dazed with despair. He said, "My spirit is overwhelmed within me." Then in verse 5 and 6, he declares, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah." And now we see he's referencing a precedent, if you will. He's looking back at what God did in the past. His hope is set in the God who has revealed himself as his people's Savior and Lord. Psalm 77:11 and 20 says, that speaks about a similar condition there. He says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. He takes comfort in recalling God's demonstration of power in behalf of his people. He doesn't appeal to the labor of his own hands and self-justification, but to the achievement of God's hands. In fact, he stretches out empty hands in a gesture of yearning and helplessness and utter need and dependence upon his God, fully aware of his own condition, fully aware that he can't help himself. You might be in a place where there seems to be nothing that can be done. You're at the end of your rope. You don't know what to do. But he calls out unto the Lord, and that's what we need to do in a situation like this. In verse 7, he says, Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. He's so weak that he needs help before it's too late and he actually dies. Sometimes we might be in that place physically, but other times we might feel like that spiritually, emotionally. We're in such pain. And he pleads with God not to refuse his urgent prayer. And this is just sort of an interesting historical note that the word of the Lord or the oracles of help were delivered to individuals by the priests in the morning after their prayer of laments were offered the preceding evening. And so here David, the psalmist, desires this favorable response. Let me hear thy loving kindness in the morning. And then let's read verse 9 and 10. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Hallelujah. Verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Praise God. Each petitions have a mention of personal trust. His faith is an expression as well as a confession of helplessness. He just cries out to God with a knowledge that God will help him because he's helpless. He can't help himself. And he needs guidance. He needs instructions. He needs help from the Lord. And one of the most difficult times in our Christian experience, beloved, is not being sure of the Lord's will. And when we're not certain, when we're in confusion, it is tremendously unsettling. In fact, some of you right now are really in a state of confusion. You're not certain what the Lord would have for you. So let's just take a moment and ask the Lord corporately. Father, you see those who are really struggling and need desperately your guidance and your direction. Right now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke every spirit of confusion, every bit of doubt, every bit of uncertainty that you will lead them in a straight path, in a plain path because of their enemies, as your word declares. So, Father, I thank you for peace. I thank you for clarity and a knowledge of your will. Father, speak to them out of the word, even as you're doing through this psalm. Speak to them, Lord, with other passages. Speak to them through the counsel of others, through circumstances, Father. Give them that help that they need. Praise God. However, knowing once that is achieved is not merely enough, but he, just as we, need power to turn that knowledge into achievement. It's one thing to have a sense of what God wants, but then, you know, it's as the scripture says, he's working in us both to will and to do. He has to help us do it. So he pleads for God to manifest himself as a personal guide, just as he had done for Israel of old. Hallelujah. And let's read in verse 9. The word says, Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. He has a solid confidence in God and an active faith. He was certain that there was safety in God, that he was certain also that he could flee to God, that he might go right then and there. And beloved, that is active faith. His faith is not passive, but he arouses himself to flee to the Lord. And that very word that the Holy Spirit chose, fleeing, it conveys a sense of directness, conveys a sense of speed and eagerness. Beloved, the Lord is our help. He's our refuge in the time of trouble. For in the time of trouble, he will hide thee in his pavilion. He will set you up upon a rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's read the last two verses of this psalm. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Here, David appeals to God's name, God's revealed character, as being loyally steadfast to his own. He asks God to fight his battles, to fight against his enemies who, unlike him, have not pledged their lives to God and stand outside the covenant circle. David prays God that he would preserve his life on the basis of his name, his righteousness, his loving kindness. That's what he said, for thy loving kindness. And you know, in the Hebrew, that word hesed is used about 250 times in the Old Testament. It means loyal, steadfast, or faithful love, and stresses the idea of belonging together in a love relationship. In the Old Testament, we saw God's faithful love for his unfaithful people. In the Old Testament, there was communion, deliverance, enablement, enlightenment, guidance, forgiveness, hope, preservation. Those were all based on God's hesed. And beloved, he's not changed. His loving kindness is extended to you today. Father, grant these petitions that David prayed so long ago in behalf of your beloved. Give them the peace, the deliverance, the help that is needed, Father, in the mighty and glorious and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.